OFM Family Focus. Living without limits.
We are living limitless on OFM, the sun of your life this morning, and we're heading over to Klerksdorp. The Daphne Lee Center is what we're going to learn a little bit more about today. Center manager Michelle Fenter joins me. Michelle, welcome to OFM.
Thank you so much, Yolanda. Thank you for inviting me to be part of your show and to tell a little bit more about our center here in Klerksdorp.
So when was the Daphne Lee Center established, and what is your main focus area at the center?
Daphne Lee Center was actually started way back in 1981 by Sister Daphne Lee. Her son was disabled and there was nowhere for him to go that was safe. So she opened up her garage where she lived in Tolmay Street, and she had initially 21 people that came in for the day to be kept busy, that they were safe and protected and learned a few skills or kept creatively busy. So that's where it started. It's about 25 years ago. And the center has grown from 21 day workers to 39 residents and 30 non-residents.
So who do you care for?
We care for adults with intellectual and physical disabilities. Mostly intellectual disabilities, because we do not have, I suppose you can say, high caregivers. It has to be somebody who is independent, someone who's able to take care of themselves. So there's no 24/7 round the clock care in terms of taking care of somebody who possibly needs nappies changed or, you know, a wound dressed or things like that on a 24/7 basis. So we have a residential program and we have a daycare program. Our daycare program is not just attended by the residents, but also by people from the community. They come and they get kept creatively busy here at the center. We are part of the Special Olympics program. So we do different sports like bocce or cheer, which is for the more physically disabled clients who are not able to, because bocce is similar to bowls, just a smaller, simpler version
Thank
of it.
Thank you for clarifying.
So somebody who's physically disabled sometimes is not able to hold that ball. So there is a specific tool to help them to guide the ball to get to the ball. And they need assistance to help them. So it's bocce, boccia, it's the normal athletics, it is walking, floor hockey, there's different winter games and summer games. So they're very involved in that. And then we also have community members that have opened their doors to the center. So the clients are busy with horse riding, they also do swimming competitions. So we are very blessed also to have a speech therapist who comes to the center once a week to work with our clients who are not as able to voice themselves as the other clients are.
Michelle Fenter is center manager at the Daphne Lee Center in Klerksdorp. Michelle, what are some of your current needs and how can the public get involved?
One of the biggest needs for me, other than obviously finances and non-perishable goods or toiletries, my biggest need is for people to come to the center. In 1981, when the center was started, it was really basically started as a place of safety for people with disabilities. And what happens is that where our residence is on the same premises as our daycare. And the kids, the clients have the four walls around them. And they are almost, I hesitate to say this, but put aside, not as integrated in the community as they should be. So the whole idea is to actually try and drop those walls and to have people from the community come into the center and get to know these amazing people. They are adults just like you and me. They have a need to be loved. They have a need to be acknowledged. And when anybody comes to the center, they listen and interact with that person with so much respect, so much dearness, just the Afrikaans of word. They just welcome people coming to the center who are wanting to teach them something different.
Michelle, where can people get a hold of you?
We are situated at 10 Irene Street, Irene Park, Klerksdorp, and our landline number is 018-462-4366.
Michelle, may you and the Daphne Lee Center be incredibly blessed for the work that you do. Thank you for sharing some insights as to where the center is located and how people can get involved. We do appreciate your time today.
Oh, thank you so much for giving me the time, Yolanda. People with disabilities are truly amazing. And if someone just takes the time to sit with them, whether it's intellectual or physical, you will discover what challenges they face, but how much love they have to give. Thank you.
Living Limitless. Listen to the podcast and find the organization's contact details on the Mid-Morning Magic blog on ofm.co.za.